Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you here this morning as we roll along from Louisville Furniture, where, you know, this is where you get the half-price sale event. You maybe get people coming in for Derby, having a party, whatever you may be doing. Need to upgrade the furniture? You could have it by Derby over here from Louisville Furniture. Online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com, but we are over here just down in between Double Dogs and Blind Squirrel, so... You know, we're not open yet, so don't come on by. I mean, if you want to bring breakfast and coffee, that would be the worst thing in the world, you know? I mean,
yeah, Furniture John, come to Furniture Dance.
There you go. Starting a holy war there.
There we go.
A holy furniture war.
That's funny.
So, yeah, again, feels like Derby out there to me. Feels we're getting there.
The sun's coming up. We got the trees have green on them. You can hear the birds chirping. It's got that crisp feel out there.
Yep.
All I need is the neigh of a horse, and then we're there.
Just need a sound machine.
I need a Milner, right, to start doing.
What's the Milner's
that I think that's a hat maker.
Okay.
And then I need the horseshoe. What's the horseshoer?
We have one.
The blacksmith.
Farrier.
Yeah, Farrier. There we go. Farrier. Yeah. Moon Mullins.
There you go. There's our horse terms for the morning. 7:07. We said farrier by 7:07. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's an indication how the show is going to go.
How much Derby research have you done?
Next to none.
Yeah, no,
Next to none.
I started last night on YouTube watching a lot of the preps, you know, and going through the Equibase charts and stuff like that, getting a baseline.
I just need to know enough that when I'm interviewing a trainer that I don't sound like an idiot. That's all I need. That's what I need to do. That's my main goal with the past performance charts.
Well, we'll have some stuff. You know, this year they're doing the post draw
like on Saturday.
Saturday, I think it's Saturday night.
Yeah,
at night racing on Saturday, which is going to be a new thing, and so we'll kind of know who the also eligibles are, the numbers that they're in, the post draws. Like, so that'll be the first time ever, really, for us that early.
Yeah, was it Monday last year or Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday. It's usually Monday or Tuesday, but
in years past, it's been like Wednesday or Thursday even, probably maybe just even 10 years ago, I think it was Wednesday. And that was always a big event. For the draw itself, and it's like, why are we waiting this long? You know, we can have an also eligible list. You get those programs printed up, man. Those parties need to be happening. They need to be selling more programs.
And the AE entries, they messed up our streak because
also eligible for the
also eligible because we didn't ever interview Eric Reed or Sonny Leone or anybody from Rich Strike,
and probably wouldn't have.
Well, they weren't in the field. They were not in the field.
Yeah, when we went off the air on Thursday, they were not in the field.
Yes, all that. So the AEs, the also eligibles, kind of messed up our streak there, but it made it very interesting, and it makes sure that it gives it a best chance to have a full field. So going to be very going to be awesome. I cannot wait for Saturday's totally full, man.
It's a Saturday before Derby. What do you mean Saturday? You act like you got a busy, like you're the one?
No, everybody does.
Yeah.
Like the city.
The mini, the balloon race.
Cherokee Triangle Art Fair.
Most overrated thing.
I love Cherokee Triangle Art Fair. Mm-hmm. It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Go out there, eat some barbecue, get some beer.
Art. What are you?
You can go get your plants out there. There's all sorts
of plants.
They have a whole plant section, Drew.
Why do you want to sign up for more work?
I'm not. It's done for you. You go and you drop it into a vase. You throw some water on
water it,
and it grows.
That's work.
No, you can put it where it rains too, and it's fine. You know, like
it's a lot of work.
Like it's a lot of work.
Trim it,
Drew.
We got to put some mulch
most
down.
Most people buy plants. I hate to tell you this.
Yeah, I don't.
I know.
I am weak. I'm not in the demo. Wherever you're trying to target people to buy plants, you're not me. But I guarantee now that I've said it, my phone will have something about buying plants.
Yes.
I assure you, this phone has never heard me saying, I want to buy some plants.
Throw some watermelon
seeds.
Where can
I buy some plants?
Next thing I know, because you've changed so much, next thing I know, you're going to be growing a watermelon farm in your backyard over there in Owl Creek.
I can assure you, that ain't happening. I wouldn't even grow peppers. My grandfather used to grow peppers.
Oh, peppers are great when you grow them at home.
Yeah, no, they were when he grew them. I liked them. I like when other people grow
them. We have a small garden. It's not big. It's a small garden. It's kind of out tucked
Sheriff
out of the way.
Slash gardener.
And we'll probably do some tomatoes, some peppers, you know,
it's
stuff like that.
The most old married guy thing you could ever utter.
We tried to do watermelon, but we could never get them right. We either picked them too late or too early. It was like a science.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's almost like they have a whole school for it.
Yeah. And we always pulled the carrots out before they were big enough. So.
I can't take this conversation. So. Anything but this. So we'll have the Derby next week. I made the contact to figure out how to make that happen yesterday. It always comes down to about a week before, so we'll have the Derby right here.
And you're going
to
do the mini with J3?
No, I'm not. I told you that. No,
I thought you were going to do a walk or something.
We're going to do a little bit of that, but I am not going to injure myself to run my worst time. And, you know, I'm fine to run my worst time. I don't want to run my worst time and injure myself, and
no.
I haven't done enough training that I think that's going to fall. But, yeah, we're going to walk, and we're going to, you know, Clint's birthday Saturday, so we'll just spend a couple hours walking and talking probably. And then, you know, we'll do that. And then I got night race. I guess I'll do night race. I've never really been that big on the night race.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's almost like it's prom night or something. Everybody there's 18.
I think everybody's excited to be in the track. I don't think everybody's 18.
I think everybody's 18.
I think that's
I
correct.
Mean, when I went last year, I felt like I was at a prom.
Really?
And I didn't last that long.
Huh, where
like,
were you?
I was like in the main, you know, grandstand section.
Huh.
318, 317, whatever. Just felt like it was prom night.
There's quite a few high schoolers there.
What's that?
There's quite a few high schoolers there.
Yeah. I mean, is that a thing, Chase, like with the youngs?
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting to be like, more
I mean,
of a thing.
If Derby, your mic's a little low. So Derby's like, what, $130 to get in?
Infield?
Yeah, in the infield. So I guess is that why? Because it's gotten so cost prohibitive for the rest of the week? Or what's the deal?
High schoolers usually go Oaks, I think. Hmm. And then every other night racing night,
Oaks
I think.
Oaks is still
probably.
Expensive. I mean, I was going to say Oaks, 75?
Yeah, probably.
I know. Yeah, yeah. But that's
kind of... like 25 for Oaks, 50 for Derby, you know, to get in the infield or something like
that. You know what? I'm fine with raising that bar.
I have too.
Because if you price out the super drunks... then I think you're making the experience better for everyone else.
Well, going all-inclusive made the experience way better.
Oh, yeah, on the front.
And not just because it's, you know, it's already included in your ticket, but it's the line. Like,
it's
and
all
I,
that. Yeah.
And I think when people have spent what they've spent on their ticket, to just be able to walk up, get something, skip one line, because the betting lines and the bathroom lines are what they are. But like, if you can speed
betting
up
lines for those who don't have the Twin Spires app.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I'm a Twin Spires app guy because it saves me a whole other line. Only thing I got to worry about is the bathroom line all day, and it's great.
Yeah.
But no, I think it enhanced the experience a great deal. It's a premium event. Deal. I mean, that's
it's a premium if it's event. Still $50. I don't know. I think the person that you weed out from the $50 to the $130 mark is probably the type you want to weed out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saying, hey, I can't do, you know, I'm going to get bleep faced in there for $50, and now you'd have to do it for $130, and however you'd sneak it in, probably a good thing.
Yeah, I think there are some.
I know
blue
people
collar
are upset
dudes.
About it, but.
I think there's some blue-collar dudes that like to be at the track and like to be in the paddock because you used to be able to go and hang out on the bricks and be in the paddock and see people and be a part of them. But when you're charging what you're charging to be on the front side, you've got to consider that customer.
And this is a good point. Over-tip your servers because servers get killed on this. The servers, it's a great point right there. So bring some cash to tip with.
Right, especially the Rocket Man guy. I mean, he's carrying that stuff around.
Yeah. So
he's bringing it to you.
And hopefully the servers are creative enough, because when I go to some parties and they don't have like a Venmo QR code or something, I'm like, what are you doing? No one carries cash.
Well, you do.
So
you should at the track.
Put it on a button.
You should at the track.
Should you? Why? I don't think I should.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like at the even if you're betting online, you got to have some cash on you. To tip. I mean, there's,
right. So it's on. It should be. I put the onus on the people to have a button with a QR code. Or have something with a QR code. Have a piece of paper with a QR code to tip you on your Venmo. When I go to, you know, there's in any event where it's like, you know, an open bar, that's a thing I always ask.
Well, so, I think Tuesday and Wednesday are, I know Tuesday's still $5 to get in.
Okay. So well, I'm not paying cheaper. Cash with that either.
No.
I mean, a lot of people just buy
the thing online and just, you know, scan it to get in or whatever. But
it's like, do you take Apple Pay? No. Why not?
Right.
Give me the reason you've said no to this one. That you don't want another form of possible payment. So
I mean, every single busker now has a little QR code to get Venmo or
they don't all
Cash
have
app.
It. I have. Really? No, I mean, like I've been in events and they're like, oh, it's a good idea. I'm like. This is the life you've chosen.
It's the business.
Yeah, nobody carries. Right. So either carry cash, if, you know, which is great, but otherwise, tip them because, right, servers do get killed. So, Stan, thank you for that text. I guess we got a lot to get into today. I've not texted Jared because I've got my days all screwed up, so I should maybe text him if you want to get him at 9 o'clock. I mean, on the eve of the draft, I'm sure that's all he – I'm sure he is deep, deep, deep into Titans draft talk.
They're
probably
draft
take an offensive
Joe
lineman.
Alt. Yeah. Joe Alt.
Yeah. and they probably should take an offensive lineman. But there's a number of places to get started. I don't you know, I don't know where to go with some of this, but I do, you know, with some of it, you know, there'll be stories to come out. I'll put it that way. But man, this world of the transfer portal and the NIL, it's a dirty pool, mister. Mm-hmm. It, you know, I think what we've learned here is in the spring, most of the guys transferring at a lot of schools have basically been told, you might want to transfer.
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
And a lot of times it's for, you know, whether it's playing time, whether it's, you know, I mean, like, it sounds like, you know, Alderman just had a good opportunity maybe elsewhere money-wise and something like that, and it's no ill will there. But some of these other dudes, man... I think you're going to hear some hellacious stories of attempted poisoning of the locker room and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That it's going to come out. That I think when you see some of these guys transferring, and you see some of their quote, I refuse to call them agents because agents are certified. Agents have to take tests. Agents are held to a standard. These are just
they're not
their
taking 25%.
These are their quote reps.
Right. These are like cash advance agents. Is what they are.
Yeah.
You know,
bail bonds agents.
The bail bondsmen's.
Yeah,
are
you're right. Agents. It really is a cash. Almost like yeah. The interest rates you hear there, but you know it's I just think the NCAA has got to do something with either the contracts that these you know are entering into that. You know, or the contracts have to get written differently. I don't know if the NCAA can do it. I think it's probably the people at the schools that are going to say, hey, you know, if you don't actually play it down here, you're not going to get very much money at all until you actually play. And I think you're going to see probably a few more transfers this week because of people that have been suggested to them, this ain't the place for you.
Right, and I think, you know, the locker room dynamic, having a healthy locker room of positivity, of a team, feeling of a team, stuff like that, I think is such a premium thing that any coach could really ask for. Now, you need talent, and sometimes you have to balance the a-holes with the locker room dynamic, and you hope that your locker room's good enough to kind of overwhelm
or you have a strong-willed head coach who is not going to put up with that.
Correct.
Like you have here with some of the shenanigans that have gone on. And, you know, some of it will maybe trickle out because they're probably, I don't know, it'll be real interesting how a lot of these guys at a lot of these schools who came in the spring and are leaving before they play it down. That's happening to a lot of schools, and there's going to be people that want their money back.
Well, sure. And here's part of this is I've heard – that Louisville, after the Trenton Flower situation, that they started writing their NIL as an advance on their NIL work so that they would get it over a period of time. But if they don't complete their NIL work, that it has to be returned to them.
Yeah, because they haven't actually done
any work. Correct.
Yeah.
So it's spread out.
So
over,
it's an advance, and if you don't play, you owe us the money we paid you.
If you don't play or do your NIL
that
work, that you know
sense.
You would do that. So I've heard that, and that they would owe it back. In the case of Tyler Barron, it's, you know, you show up with an undisclosed torn labrum. That sucks. You know, because there's NIL involved and your shoulder's torn up.
Depending on what you can prove, you know, some of that is borderline fraud. I mean, depending on what this – I mean, again, I don't know – I'm not saying this specific cases. I'm just saying in certain circumstances, if you are, you know, someone says, oh, yeah, I'm good to go and play, and then there's, oh, I forgot to get the shoulder thing I forgot to tell you about, I got this knee thing I forgot to tell you about. Well, you haven't really negotiated in good faith, which, again, I think the market will correct a lot of this. I think the market will write in things like that, like mm-hmm. the other. I mean, it's probably like NFL teams having to pass a physical.
That's right. And I think that's where, you know, we've uncovered some of the fallacies of where we are in terms of, you know, you don't want to just give kids money up front. You want to make sure that the agents are certified. You want to make sure
which
that
there's no way to do that yet.
Well, I know, but these are things that you'd like to have in the future. And then you'd like to have rights to the players, and then you'd also like them to show up and know that they can pass a physical, or at least have the teams be aware
of
what they're
getting
into. It's
like when you buy a house, you get a home inspection. You have to disclose certain things that, you know, I'm sure when houses are first bought and sold, Lord knows the housing industry itself, when you go to buy a house, the 85 million documents you sign are because somebody got screwed on it a bunch of times. Here's a truth in lending statement. Here's the inspection that, you know, you as a seller, you can say, I'll fix these or I'm not fixing them, but you know about them. I mean, and that's, you know, anybody that's bought a house knows all of the things. You go, what title insurance? I'm refining. Why do I need another title insurance? Nobody's owned it since I bought it. you got to do it. Why? Well, so the title people can make money. I don't know. I mean, nothing on the title people, but I mean, seriously.
And when you're making these decisions in 6 weeks, it's hard to know what you're getting, especially in the health aspect, because when you're in high school, you know these kids, you can watch them play, things like that, and then in college, you know, they hit the portal, you're probably doing a bowl game, you're not focused, you know, like your focus is split, it just is, and then now you're taking on a player that shows up, and you also don't know their character.
Well, here's what I think, you know, the scout, as you scout players for talent, I think you look at them like as we get approach Derby and their past performance chart. If they went to like three high schools and this is like their fourth college, I think Louisville's going to be out of that game. I think they are done with guys who
from
have bounced to three different schools that go, I was here this year, here that year. They're the particularly in football. I mean, now if a guy went to I don't know, Akron, pick a school, Buffalo, mm-hmm. And was there like 3 years, all conference, wants to play somewhere bigger, worked his way up, has stayed a little lower to that program. I think that's the profile, the kind of guy that they're going to be more into moving forward than just a guy who may seem to have more talent but seems to jump to the biggest, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 difference that he can year to year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you look at Penny Boone on paper, I'd take him again on paper because he went to Maryland. It didn't work out. He went to Toledo. He blew up, you know, and got good. So you take him down here at Louisville. But, you know, I think also so you're still going to get burned. Right, like it's still going to happen. Like, but you're
going to lower the percentage chance that you are.
Yeah, and I also understand like a guy like Jalen Alderman, he got beat out by a spot. You know what I mean? It's like, and by the way, I didn't want to lose Jalen Alderman. I think he's a really nice.
Well, and
linebacker.
There are guys like him or whoever else that might go, hey, I'd like to make, you know, some more money, and they go, okay, well, we got this for you, and if you think you can do double that, triple that, wherever you're going, then God bless you, go ahead. But this is where we are.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow. But when you have – and one of the worst things that's happening and that can happen to your locker room, especially in this early NIL era, is when guys overinflate their NIL that they're getting.
Oh, I'm getting this. You're not getting that? Well, it's like I was leaving now. We're talking last night. No, it's probably player's nature in some instances. If I'm looking at you and I think I'm a better player than you, I'm going to say I'm making more than you.
Like, right. But
whatever you say –
but that's probably not –
It
cannot be true sometimes.
And there's a difference between that, you know, just because you and I are just arguing and doing it for a larger reason, which, you know, could create monster problems. But, yeah, but I think it's like Lieber and I were saying, like, it's the nature of a player that, you know, I'm looking at you, I'm sizing you up, and you're like, oh, I'm getting whatever. I'm getting $10. Oh, I'm getting $20. You what?
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
Exactly.
Well, then I need to get $20. You know? And so
it's a mess, but I don't think Jeff Brohm's here for it. You know, I think Jeff Brohm's
cutting
through the stuff.
I am certain he is not here for
right.
it. I am 100% certain that if you try to run that back over here, see how that works.
I think
again, he's got no hobbies.
I know. This is all he does.
So if you're going to screw up the one thing he likes, your ass can leave.
But so on one hand, great. On the other hand, you're always going to have some level of scumbag that you're going to have to deal with to get really good players.
Well,
they're
kind of
everywhere.
Yes.
In sports.
And, yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
not always.
You've got, but you've also, again, have to – you gotta have. I think that the thing that I'm learning in this era of transfer NIL is a strong-willed head coach is going to be extremely. You got to be able to do the X's and everything else. That doesn't mean that's the only quality you got to have. But if you don't have that, with an era where players now have an insane amount of leverage and think they have five times the leverage that they actually
and they don't.
Are misguided, misrepresented, and given bad advice. And you heard Jeff say it last week. He said it. You can read between those lines what he was talking about last week. They give bad advice, goes to bad, dumb actions. And it'll probably be more come out of that. But, yeah, I think when you magnify what the leverage that's gone probably too far and the players think it's 10 times more than that, and a lot of them are getting a cold smack in the face of reality right about now across the country.
They are, and the admissions part of things is also very – I can tell you that Penny Boone, when he left here, tried to go to Washington, okay, mm-hmm. and in University of Washington he couldn't get into. And so now he's working with the admissions office at the University of Kentucky to get in there. How he does it, how UK does it, we don't know. Okay.
Well, how did he get in here?
Well, when you transfer from Toledo, you know, you can be at a place. But when you're at Louisville, you have to advance towards your degree.
You don't have to advance towards your degree in other places?
No, you do. But when he was at Toledo, he did. And when he's at Louisville, he didn't. And so you have to, you have to be able to advance towards your degree, especially late in your career like this. And if he's done the work or if it's still possible for him to do it, great. I do think he'll end up in Kentucky. It was so funny yesterday. It was like Pete Nakos is down. He's down to Kentucky and Georgia.
Who is Pete Nakos again? I know I should.
He's an On3 recruiting analyst for On3, a national guy. Yeah. So anyway, he put out that it was down to between Kentucky and Georgia, and Georgia – assistant coach was like, don't expect them here.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute, a Georgia coach said that?
It was like a recruiting guy. He's like, yeah, we're not on them. You know, basically, like, we're not. And he just added Georgia so, just so it's like there's some suspense.
Yeah.
But I think
was he doing that to do a favor to Penny Boone? Or why would you include a school like that?
I don't know. Yeah.
That would be the only motive
but
I
it's
could
Kentucky.
See.
It's Kentucky if he can get into school.
Okay.
You know, and his option might be to return to Louisville, which I don't think he's welcome, and then
I don't know.
Toledo.
I don't know on that one.
He might be.
I don't think the offer would be the same that it was.
No. Or go back to Toledo.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Right. There's so many of these stories that it's just, man, it's different time. It's free agency. It's a lot of. I think if there's anything they have to, number one, if you're going to be, quote, an agent, there ought to be some sort of certification process to be an agent. You can't just have your guy do it who has utterly no qualifications. Like, you or me could be an agent.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, yeah, there's no test I got to take. And if I'm making 20, 25%, why wouldn't I?
I mean, surely there can't be that many making that much. You think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
then these players have never talked to anybody that's ever had actual representation.
No, because they don't, because nobody has their best interest. It's not in, if your agent is making 20%, it's in his best interest to constantly move you and renegotiate your deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. You know,
but I would think once one of these guys, like, talks to somebody, who's actually had an agent, they're going to go, wait a minute, this is a terrible idea.
Right, like, in the NFL, I pay 1%, I pay a half percent to my financial advisor.
Yeah.
And on marketing deals, I pay 5%. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what?
That's crazy, man.
It's a lot of money.
It's crazy.
That this dude's sitting in an office and all he did was make a few phone calls for you. And
dirty
probably
pool,
made
mister.
It probably made it more difficult for you, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. So
yeah,
I think we're getting ready to blow up. I think there's going to be stories all across the country by the time everybody gets out of the portal.
Oh yeah,
into the portal, and then people are free to divulge everything. It's going to be like, wow, that happened.
These sure coaches did. Are tired of this, and it's not just happening here; it's happening everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we have uncovered, at least to hear a series of things that we'd like to. Protect the school against and make, because if you can, and we talked about this before, the players' rights thing, if you own the players' rights and somebody has to come, like Jalen Alderman, if Georgia Tech has to pay $30,000 to get Jalen Alderman,
they'll be less inclined
if they have a real need, and then now the school does, now the player movement, and he's not going to go into the portal naked. either. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the sad thing, is that a lot of these kids go into the portal naked with nowhere to go, and they end up paying for school down the road, and it's not
yeah,
great.
What about NC State taking Mike James and Huntley Hatfield?
Good for them. I mean, Keats is all over it. I really want the best for our players that were here last year under Kenny Payne. I really do. I think it was the worst possible scenario to put a player in for college basketball. So Trey White, Sky Clark, J.J. Trainer, Curtis Williams, Huntley Hatfield, Mike James, all these guys, I'm rooting for them, except for when they're playing us, because I really want them to have a good college experience. I feel the same way about Dre Davis. I want him to play in the freaking NCAA tournament. I mean, they won the NIT. He had the game winner in the NIT. He's going to finish his whole career without playing in the NCAA tournament if Ole Miss doesn't make the NCAA tournament next
year. I'm just now learning there was a game winner in the NIT.
Dre Davis hit it.
I learned that just now.
Dre Davis hit it.
I had no idea.
It was a great game. It was actually a great ball game, Seton Hall and Indiana State.
Furniture Giant wants to know if you drink coffee. So I
orange don't, juice.
You're drinking orange juice? Okay. I mean, if they ain't breakfast sandwiches, you know.
Breakfast sandwich would be nice.
I will pay for it. You know,
yeah, breakfast sandwich would be nice.
So, anyway, we're over here at Louisville Furniture, where, again, if you've got, you know, thinking, oh, man, I couldn't possibly get any furniture by Derby, yes, you can. Get on over here. We are in between Blind Squirrel and Double Dogs as I'm looking at the sun come up across English Station Road.
And where do they keep the saunas in here?
They don't have saunas in here.
There's no saunas?
No. Somebody showed up here looking for a sauna. Those are at Fitness Market. Don't go to Fitness Market looking for furniture. Don't come here looking for saunas. I appreciate it, though. I do appreciate the fact that you're willing to support our people. But we just got to get the name straight. So this is Louisville Furniture. That's what they've got over here. That's what we have furniture from in our house. And that's where you can as well. It's Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. Let's see. When we come back, I will tell you about the NIL flip. That has grown, the spring break flip.
I love that.
Stealing money from Kentucky and putting it in the card's pocket, Blanket Baker.
I love that. Way to go, Drew.
I'll tell you.
Mr. NIL.
That's right. Mr. NIL.
That's right.
That should be my Twitter name. Mr. NIL. Yeah. We'll do that on the other side. Steiner Show, either in the Ville, ESPN 68.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're a rich girl, and you're going too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on your old man's money.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Trying to decipher, is it like Hall & Oates' birthday or something? Or what are we?
It's your old man's money.
Yeah, I look up songs about money, and most of them are inappropriate. So, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'm along the lines. But the rich girl, I didn't know. But all right. You know, every now and then, I got you. All right. We're over here at Louisville Furniture. LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com is the website. They got 12 months financing options available. We got a half price sale right now. And the best part is they can get it in for you by Derby. So you've got you got a little bit of time here. Is everybody's gonna be making their Derby plans? Derby 150, trying to figure out what they're gonna. You know, you're gonna go to Derby. You're gonna go to Friday. I will never be the person who says I go to Oaks but not Derby. I don't like the crowd.
No,
I will never do that.
The Derby's
I'm
amazing.
Sick. Yeah, you're from here, you go. Oh, I go to Oaks but not Derby. That part, we're not going to be friends. We're not going
to
be friends.
What I don't understand is like the people who are like anti-Thunder and like have to tell people about it. like I'm like, it's okay if you don't like it.
It's a big crowd. I get people that don't like big crowds.
Right. Yeah. And I get that. But like the people are like, oh, I just can't do Thunder. Oh my God. And I'm like, well, can you get off your soapbox because we're all trying to watch the fireworks?
You are a man of the people, Mark. I mean, I've always said that. You are a man of the people. So.
I love Thunder over Louisville. I love the crowd. I actually didn't even mind the traffic.
I'd say it was funny. Last year, when I was walking through the crowd, and, you know, this wall of people, and this person I see with the backpack and his kids, Josh Hurd. He's just walking around.
Oh, really?
You know,
just hanging out?
You wouldn't, you know, it wasn't like, yeah. No, he was just walking through the crowd like every other dad with kids that are getting, you know, antsy and bored and, you know, want to go see whatever they want to go
Josh
see.
Josh is kind of a man of the people. He's got his own suite at football games, and he's never in it. Yeah. He's always walking around, seeing things, how things are operating. He wants to see how the team's doing.
Yeah.
If you see Josh Hurd in the suite, it's probably after the game in celebration. Yeah. You know, that's basically when you see him.
Texture says, Diener's new Twitter handle has to be Steal Your NIL. I'll get to that in a second. Texture says, also heard from Georgia. Also heard someone from Georgia say they never recruited him. Well, if a coach said it, well, then that's
right. It's like one of their analysts or whatever.
Texture says, Oaks is affordable. Derby is not. It has nothing to do with being snooty about it. Oaks ain't affordable. I mean, Oaks is almost as absurd as Derby. I mean, if you want to price it out, it's not like the old days where you could go to Oaks for, I don't know, $25 or whatever it was to get in. You're getting that all inclusive Oaks ticket because that's what, you know, all the more on pretty much on the front side, right?
And all the premium areas.
It's expensive.
I mean, the general admission obviously isn't covered with the all-inclusive package, so that's a little bit more affordable, but it's not that cheap. I mean, and when you get
things aren't cheap. I mean, my God, I just went to a concert, even though you were able in Blue Chair Bay Rum, which was what everybody should be stocking up on it over here at Liquor Barn or wherever they may get it. It still costs a lot to go to live events, man.
Yes.
A lot.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's a premium event. It's the Kentucky Derby. They don't say it's the Kentucky Derby or they don't really says the Kentucky Oaks of something, but they say it's the Kentucky Derby of blank, fill in the blank. And it's because it's a massive event that's on people's bucket list. And when it's on their bucket list and they know it's a premium event, they're going to spend a lot of money. And Churchill Downs is not in the business of turning down money.
Well, forget not just Churchill Downs, the secondary market.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm looking, you know, if you want, like, section, man, you better get on derbybox.com. They're about to sell out of stuff. But, like, section 320, which is, you know, it's the 16th pole. It's past 16th pole. So it's not like you're on the finish line. It's a good, but you're not on the finish line. If you want to be in, like, row G, I mean, those are $750 tickets. That's Oaks is not.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, we have a friend that's selling one for $500 a ticket, third floor clubhouse, which is a good seat.
There you go.
Good place. 322.
But no, it is definitely not what either of them really aren't. And by the way, I don't know that they have to be.
No.
Things
What's
charge.
Derby now? What's Derby
well,
now?
Just, I mean, gosh, come on. You're all over the place.
If I'm in the third floor clubhouse. Reasonable. I'm around the spires.
I'm looking at the 2-day passes right now.
Okay.
I don't know what the.
Yeah, I would expect 1,500 to 2,000 a seat.
No, I don't think you have to go to that level if you're talking about. Well, which section are you talking?
I'm talking about third floor clubhouse around the spires, not necessarily finish line, but reasonably close, and you're in a box.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to price out near the finish line.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like,
well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, woof. I mean, you're at a couple grand. Yeah, I mean, even if you're in 322, you're talking about starting. I'm looking on StubHub right now. You're not getting that third floor clubhouse on StubHub for under $2,000.
Right.
Nowhere. None of the sections. You can go down now. Even when you go down to, like,
first floor.
Golly. When you go down to section, like, 111, which is the farthest one on the turn. It's the only place on the track that needs to be reconstructed. It's like the only.
They have the tree. Yeah. It's got a tree in the grandstand
it's
over there.
It's $2,000 a ticket.
Wow.
So, and not asking for it, getting it. Section 114 sold for $1,800 10
hours. What is Kentucky Derby 152? And
the market. Oh, look who snuck in.
Furniture.
We
John.
Have rival furniture. Espionage
look at that.
Going
yes.
on. Bringing the coffee. Thank you.
Furniture John's checking out your wares, Furniture
hey,
Dan.
All right.
Look at there.
Look at that big
look
gold.
At that.
Bucket
wow.
of caffeine. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Furniture.
Look at there.
You on your way to work? What are you doing?
One meeting. And then
no Zoom?
Fly to
Thank
Maui.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Bahamas. You're correct.
You're going to the Bahamas. Okay. There you go.
You're going to get a tour of what?
The pack.
Oh, yeah. You going today?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Is it an official? Is it a media event or is
it's a media event? But for Furniture John, they're obviously going to open up the paddock for Furniture
Derby
John.
Derby prices are gotten way. I mean, I didn't realize it was that. I wonder. So let's see. Let's look at the. Let's see. Let's go to Derby Box. This is our local guy.
Our local guy. Yeah, DerbyBox.com.
Again, the market sets the price of the tickets, so y'all can kick rocks.
Right.
You're getting mad at. Let's say you want to go to the Turf Club.
Yeah, I want to know Turf Club.
What do you think?
Turf Club, 4,500 seat.
5,300. Yeah. Yeah. 5,300
wow.
a seat.
Wow.
Trophy room, 4,500.
Oh.
The stakes room.
Oh, stakes room, 6,200.
I'm looking on StubHub. There are two tickets in the stakes room. And that's where Worldwide was when he gave his famous drunk, oh, the beautiful people.
I know.
$26,000
a seat
is what they are asking on StubHub.
Isn't that where Trump was when he was here?
It wasn't Trump. It was another politician.
Okay.
There's somebody else running for president.
Well, Trump came 2 years back.
Did he? Okay.
And I think he was in the stakes room. I think that's where he was.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah. And Bezos, you know, when he came, I think he was in the mansion. You know, and I don't even know, does StubHub have any mansions?
No.
No, I would
not. Yeah, I don't think you're reselling those, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you're.
I don't know where the queen was. Where was the queen?
I don't know. I don't know where the queen was. So, yeah, that's, man, no, it is, it's gotten to be a lot. Okay, so the NIL spring break flip.
Gather
around,
kids.
You're ready for the
story. So,
I don't know how much you were off on another side of the planet, you know, commoner with everybody else. And so we're sitting on the beach on spring break, a bunch of families, and you know, I was asking our guy there, and I was Coach Joe. I was like, hey, you know, he was telling me about, we were talking about NIL, and we're talking about the whole concept of it. And, you know, he's like, I got something from, you know, Kentucky. Because when you're a business in the state, it's wise to do business with both.
Sure.
How much you do one with another, you know, depends on what you want to do. But it's wise to do business in a lot of instances with both because you've got clients that are both. And I think we're all a bigger fan of green than we are red or blue in a lot of instances. So Kentucky's, I got this, you know, $15,000 a year NIL thing. And I was like, well, have you not seen the new Louisville basketball coach? He's like, no, man, I've been working all week. I've been out of town a lot. I'm like, so I went over and I played the press conference for him. He's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The shoe thing. Wow, that's pretty cool. And I'm sitting there thinking, I said, you know what? Because Kelsey had texted me the day before when I was on Galliette. He texted both of us, and Galliette. And thought it was pretty cool that I got our number and said, hey, you know, go. And he was talking about, he loves baseball, obviously. And so I was like, you know what? I bet if I had told him what's going on here, that I think a five-minute call would maybe flip this money over to Louisville.
Mm.
I texted him basically, hey, this is a friend of mine, blah, blah. Then 5 minutes, phone rings. Pat Kelsey. Put him on speakerphone. This is before the revival thing was really been a public thing. And he's like, Coach Joe, we're going to have the revival. You know, he gives us, you know, it's a great, freaking awesome. And, you know, you got all these other families gathering around because word starts to spread. Wait a minute. That's the coach on speaker with him? Like, what the hell? And so, you know, he talks like, you know, whatever.
This is literally
on the beach.
I love that.
This is on the beach trying to cover the wind. And, you know, people are gathering around looking back. Like, and so, so he goes, all right, I'm open. So it started looking at other options with Louisville.
Okay.
Yesterday, that 15 that was going to Kentucky became two courtside seats for the University of Louisville. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Let's flip that.
Let's
money.
Go.
And those, I don't know what the donation is on those.
But it's
I'm
something.
Pretty sure the cost of the tickets is about 15 apiece. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's in that range.
Okay.
I don't know the number. But I have no idea the donation. But I'm sure that's a bigger number.
That's a bigger number.
So there you
I
go.
Love that.
So that might be a
some
45K.
Courtside seats.
The
man.
Flip right there.
Cram the van multiplication.
Hey, so now you got to flip 50 grand. That's your job.
Well, I've done. listen. The challenge
I am
has been
Mr.
Laid
freaking
down.
NIL.
Okay.
Like Mr. Baseball, Mr. NIL.
I've never told you this story.
Okay,
but
go
in
ahead.
The early
Gather
days
around, kids.
Of 502 Circle, you know, I don't know what my number is, but.
$30 a month, you told us.
No, that's what my number is.
Oh, okay.
But Mark Spiegel called me, and he's like, hey, I want you to know, like, we can directly attribute like a lot of signups to you. So thank you. Okay. And but I don't know. He didn't say, well, that can that accounts for.
I stole whatever. That out of Kentucky's pocket. You should like that.
I like that better. I like that better. But the truth of the matter is it takes a village. This stuff's not going away, and we need everybody.
It takes a village, but sometimes it takes a
sometimes it takes a flip.
Big hitter.
Sometimes it takes a flip. Sometimes you got to go to Keeneland and get in the winner's circle and talk to rub some elbows with people and start flipping people. I know. That's what I'm setting you up for. Sometimes you got to go into enemy territory.
Oh, yeah, there's more of that. That's right. We even got another one out there.
There's another one out there that could really be helpful. So you ought to get a sticker for all
that. I think I should get a sticker.
You should get a sticker.
I'm not, yeah. Sticker. Yes.
Or a pullover or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually,
I don't need
Dan Furman is bringing us some pullovers.
I don't need a pullover. I don't need the gear.
He's got circle pullovers, and I said,
what
I like
need
that.
Is people to have faith in my Brom. That's what I need. Don't worry about this crap you're hearing. We're going to be fine. Believe in the revival. You know, renew your season tickets.
I have
go
faith.
To the road trips.
Road trip is our – if you were to prioritize the road trips, which one would you do?
Okay, I got
to
look at them now. I got to look and see where we're going. Well, Clemson, obviously.
Or Notre Dame.
I'd rather go to Clemson than Notre Dame.
Did you know that Notre Dame – or the Louisville is Notre Dame's second most expensive ticket this year?
Okay. I don't want to wear that as a badge of honor.
No, I'm just saying that's what they think about us. It's us and Florida State. Florida State's a little bit more.
Well, I mean, that's the secondary market, right?
No, that's from Notre Dame.
Oh, that's how they're – oh, okay.
That's how they price it. They have dynamic
pricing. Okay.
Yeah, so like Virginia is like super cheap, and I think they have Ball State.
Okay, so the road trips are at Kentucky, no, Stanford, no. Clemson, but it's on Breeders' Cup Day, but yeah, I'll do that because Max and I will go. Yeah, I don't – Boston College, no.
So there's something.
No,
so you're a big fan of Jeff Brom, right?
Yes.
Today's his birthday. You didn't know that.
I did know that because his agent's birthday is the same birthday.
You didn't know that. Why didn't you open up the show and say it had birthday?
Well, I had other things to do. I was too busy flipping $45,000 to the NIL, Mark, you know.
And Brady Brom has tweeted,
yes,
birthday commitment for Jeff Brom. There's one incoming, baby. Commitment coming. The Brady bomb, we're there. That's what we're getting here. So 502 Circle, the Brahms, you know, you can get your torn labrums out of here and disclose, you know, don't disclose those somewhere else. Already replacing you. Moving on.
We'll see. I think it's going to be this whole spring and it'd be really even more interesting to see how many tales are told and how many people, you know, at some point, as you are asking people to give money, the people that are soliciting that money understand that that money's got to be protected from somebody trying to, you know, take your money and run. And if you know, you're going to have to take measure at some point to counteract that. And it'll be really interesting to see what the players and their representatives try to do and don't realize that they can do or that type of stuff. That's going to be the next leg of this story to me. So,
totally.
And I think people are going to be a lot more willing to talk about it once they feel more solidified with the roster.
I agree with that. And really, the roster pretty much locks after Memorial Day when that summer semester begins. You might have some movement. We've had that in the past, like a guy get added in August because he all of a sudden qualifies or somebody else decides that they want to transfer out because of Uncle Dialysis. I don't know what it is. But like generally speaking, you know, for football and basketball, Memorial Day weekend is a time where you can reasonably say that's my team. You know, so get there
for the most part.
For the most part, you might have twos and threes, but you're not going to have massive shifts like you have at the end of the year, like you have after spring. And knowing when those portal windows happen are really important.
I'm trying to find somebody wanted to know the worldwide sound from being drunk up in the.
Oh my God, that was so.
He was hammered. But yeah, but I
that was like, in the stakes room.
Like that could be on labeled anything. Worldwide Jim could be Womwell. Could it be
drunk?
Yeah,
drunk?
Yeah, could be. I wonder how many things show up under that.
Pat Jaggers.
That's the first one. Drunk takes to part one. Let's see. What do we got? We got the 40. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot when you go under that. There's a ton.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Strebel yesterday was very upset because Dan Issel wasn't bringing his bourbon into studio.
He brought it in for Terry Miners.
He brought it in for Terry Miners, but a place where he worked and gave blood, sweat, and tears and has actual relationships, he didn't bring it here. texted Dan Issel this morning. So you coming in the studio? He said, I'm going to be in Lexington for the remainder of my stay. No Churchill? I said, Keeneland. And I'm like, all right, I guess we know where Iss stands.
You wonder where Kentucky's all-time leading scorer stands. You weren't sure on that? Could have helped you with that.
Oh, man, I love Dan Issel.
Man, I don't know when we purged all the Dropbox.
I found it, I think.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
what was it labeled? I'm just curious.
Worldwide Derby Finish Line Tipsy.
Tipsy. He's not tipsy.
Yeah, go ahead and play it if you got it. Yeah.
Paint the picture for people who have never been up here to Millionaire's Row.
It's fantastic. It's a beautiful look. You look at the infield, you can see the finish line.
It's fantastic. Oh, and so
and you can see the finish line.
And that's where it's like I use worldwide as two words. I guess it was under one. I don't even know, man. This is
Dropbox is too specific.
It is. Well, you got to find it or something, you know. Well, you got enough subfolders for
right.
it. So I got Worldwide Coughs During Sports Center, Worldwide Finish Line Tipsy. Is there a longer one, though? That's the same one. What's Breaking News? Oh, I can only imagine what that was. I mean, anybody makes a mistake on this show, it is there forever, man.
That is awesome.
It is there forever.
So Clemson's your number one road trip, you think?
Yeah, you know.
Not Notre Dame?
My second favorite coach in the ACC, my Kenny Chesney guy. I should go to the pregame press conference. That coach,
you can be down there on Tuesday.
No.
You and Whitmire are going to be camping out all week on Clemson's campus.
No,
you're going to go to class. You're going to eat the cafeteria.
No. Nope.
Dinner at the Esso Club.
Nope. Not doing
where
that.
Do they hang this year's team photo?
I've been asking that question.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know. Since the team was
actually good.
Right. Where did they go? The Sweet 16, Elite 8?
Yeah, not like an 18-12 team that lost in the first round of the tournament whose picture hangs outside the men's room.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's blown up like it's something special.
Because it was.
It's
the unfortunate part. Let's see. Oh, I had a bunch of texts, but not that.
Are we going to be 18-12?
No.
Or better?
Better. I didn't give $1,000 to make the tournament. Get the hell out of here and make the tournament.
That's where everybody is. It's like we're not spending all this money make the tournament. Like, we're spending all this money to matter.
Like Rob Doster says, they make tournament. Well, no kidding.
Right.
Better.
So Chucky Hepburn, I think, is the next one. Now, we could have a couple guys in between there. But when you get a crystal ball, that crystal ball needs to turn into a commitment. Otherwise, something happens. And
how much do you think the average fan cares about this? I shouldn't care about it. Care is the wrong word. Is into it
more than usual?
You
more than there
so?
Was 15 years ago.
Well, yeah,
because you turn it over a whole roster.
I know
you go in from zero.
But
I
just think there's a lot of people who don't like that concept in general. That are they're not like making some moral stand against it. It's a bit of like, all right, just when they get done, please tell me about these guys. That we're not going to live. It's too much energy to live and die on every commitment.
It's a lot of bandwidth to remember everybody's name.
Yeah, Furniture John raises.
You know, hand. I mean, it's a lot of bandwidth
too
to
much
say
emotional energy to go. All right,
so like the Long Beach State big.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get him, but I can't remember his name because until he commits, I'm not trying to remember.
You become me when you're like, we got DeAndre Moore, and I finally is that the
wide receiver out of St. John
yeah,
Bosco?
Yeah, yeah.
Caught a touchdown pass from Arch Manning in the spring game.
Yeah, so. Sure. All that.
Who's very good in Texas this spring game.
Speaking
actually.
Of Texas, I heard this is how bad bad people are at gambling. So, you know, like I think it was DraftKings that is taking bets on the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Obviously
yeah,
they have
yeah.
odds, and I don't, you know, I could look up what they are. But 3% of it went to players who are not in the draft.
Really?
2% was bet on Shedeur Sanders.
What?
And 1% on Quinn Ewers. And when you
how is he even?
I mean, it must have been prior to. They must have the betting open prior to.
To the deadline. Oh,
but
wow.
3% of the money went to people who are not in the draft.
I think Quinn Ewers makes a little bit of sense if you're taking like a pre-entry. But I'm not betting on a player until I know they declare for the draft.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. No way. But Shedeur Sanders, where is he going to go? Who's drafting him?
Well, but he's not in the draft.
I'm saying, but like even if he was in the draft, where is he going?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Dion bet that to be proud about it.
Maybe. I mean,
but that's how bad people are gambling. With 3% of the money on DraftKings, the number one pick in the NFL draft is on two dudes who are not even in the draft.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's
man.
My favorite that's betting incredible. Stat of the week.
Now, you can get Caleb Williams at +10,000 as the second pick.
Yeah, go
if
ahead.
The Bears,
go,
whatever.
Whatever you want to throw your out. You know, Bears, if you want to throw $5 on that, I'm not going to sprint.
Brock Bowers and Don't Look Back from Draft Day. Yeah. Kevin Costner. What was he say? Or nobody else? He wrote.
I don't remember.
That was a good concept, and it was poorly executed Draft Day.
So it's okay. Yeah, it's just the more.
It had a star-studded cast. It should have been better.
Kevin Costner's done a lot of movies, you know?
Hey,
that's some really good ones.
Yellowstone's great. Have you gotten into that?
No. I don't watch TV. I know, but
it's on, like, Amazon Prime and Peacock and stuff.
Yellowstone's jumped the shark for me.
Has it gone on too long for you?
Yeah, the last season's kind of... But the first three are great.
Billions did that for me, too.
I loved Billions,
but it just went on too long. I was like...
I love Billions. I still loved Billions, but it was much better in the beginning.
Yes.
I remember watching the first season, thought it was awesome. And I just don't watch TV shows. Hmm. I just don't.
I rewatched O.J.'s Made in America after he
died. You are running out of things to watch.
No, I just, when he died, I was like,
when he died.
Yeah, I wanted to rewatch it, and it still blows my mind. And I rewatched Icarus the other day when the WADA investigation came up.
How much television are you watching these days?
Well,
my
it's on in the background.
That's like a, yeah, okay. Well, because like, I was going to say, if you're sitting down committing to watch that with your, I mean, the development of young L is going to be severely
there,
put at risk.
The baby's there, the TV's on, and if she wants to watch Miss Rachel goes on. But a lot of times, she wants to play.
Sure.
And so... You know, throw a game on or a show. And if you've rewatched, if you've already seen something, you don't have to, like, commit full
attention.
I agree.
To okay.
It.
Okay. Now that I can buy. Yeah. I can rewatch something.
But I love Icarus because the Paris Olympics are coming up, and I love just knowing how much the Russians
are. How bad they cheated. Yeah.
What they're about to do.
Yeah.
And then act like they're superior athletes when they're going to dope and we're still going to beat their ass.
It is a great documentary because I did not end up where I thought it was going to.
No.
You know, I thought it was just some dude trying to take steroids to win a bike race.
I had Lightsey watch it Monday night.
Oh, he hadn't seen it?
He hadn't seen it.
Oh,
it's incredible.
It's, you know, I could keep that on in the background, that's for sure, because that was...
It's great. They're breaking in to... They're busting through walls for the Paralympics to get blood and urine samples.
They cheated in the Paralympics.
They'll cheat at anything. They'll cheat at anything.
I mean...
You cheat in the Paralympics.
Cheat in the Paralympics? What are you
cheat
not
anything?
Cheating in?
Everything. They cheat in everything in life. If you know a Russian, sorry to look.
Oh yeah, there you go, there you go.
If you know Russian, he lying.
Throw them all under.
He's lying.
Yeah, they're all Drago. It's all of it.
It's part of their culture, man. I'm sorry, I didn't make the rules.
All right, hey, the Road to the NBA Finals. Look, it's starting now. You got the playoffs in action. And new customers of FanDuel can get on their own playoff run with $150. So place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose during these NBA playoffs. And you log in there in the morning too. You can see what profit boost they got. You never know what you're gonna find on there as well. But whether you want to bet same game parlays, a three pointer, number three pointers made in the game, over under. So you want to bet? I'm looking right now. There's a 30% same game parlay profit boost in baseball today, in addition to the basketball bets as well. So whatever your bet of choice is, whether it's NBA playoffs, what do we got tonight? We got Heat Celtics. I'm pretty sure Celtics are going to win that one. They're minus 1,100. And we got a little closer affair, Thunder and the Pelicans. All right. And then we got a little Magic in Cleveland. So whatever you want to bet on, they've got it for you over there at FanDuel. It must be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we will continue along here. I forgot to text Jarrett, so maybe we'll get him at 9 o'clock.
All right.
Let's see if we can do that. And we're over here at Louisville Furniture. Louisville Furniture, we got the half-price sale going on. We got 12-month promotional financing available as well. It's Louisville Furniture. That's where I have four pieces of furniture in my house.